This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.
And now, live in studio, he's a San Diego native, an Aztec alum, and now lives, works, and plays in America's finest city. He's crushing the real estate market and here to help you with the real, the reliable, and results-based advice. Your host, Carlos Gutierrez.
I love that song. Little AC/DC. Producer Todd, how are you, brother? I'd love to be here, definitely. Talking about San Diego here, I was asked the question yesterday because I'm doing this over the edge. I'll tell you, this is the biggest time for my charity here in San Diego and outside of San Diego. And I'm doing the over the edge with my beautiful fiance. We have Jeanette Lizarraga in studio as well. How are you, Jeanette?
Doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. We're doing the over the edge for the same time. And it's the over the edge to accelerate the cure for brain cancer. And we rappel off the over the edge of the Hyatt Manchester Resort, 400 feet high, and we rappel off. And of course, it's all, you know, professionally secured and trained up there. And they give you, you know, a 10-minute, not crash course, but at least a course on how to rappel. And we rappel off, and I tell you, it's an amazing, amazing experience. And it's one of those things where they asked, what song do you want to have as you go over the edge? AC/DC for those about to rock. Your size, right? Yeah, more like my size.
It was a piece of cake.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, Jeanette was, it was Halloween weekend, and so they had us dress up. And Jeanette dressed as Wonder Woman, of course. And I was dressed as a polo player, and I was up at the top going, wait, where's my horse? It was hilarious. And it was an amazing experience. We had a lot of our family there, and it was just great. There's a good one. Yeah. And it was amazing to hear all the stories and the people that they were doing in the name of that suffered from brain cancer, and then some that have overcome it. And we did it for a good friend of ours, Vincent Andrucetti's wife, Heather. And it was an amazing experience. So that's one of the things. And we've got a lot of other things we're going to be talking about. But it's Carlos Gutierrez here, the Carlos Gutierrez Show here, talking everything real estate and telling the truth of what's going on in San Diego. And when I say that, I have Jeanette in here. We've been very busy. The real estate market has been definitely cranking, as we'll say. And when I say that, I'm saying that because I think it's been great, and I'm seeing it kind of at a peak right now of what I'm saying, and I don't want to say we're going to burst a bubble or anything like that, but the market's been strong. You know, what's going on a global level is a big deal, but it's really what's the Fed doing? And Jeanette, I mean, they made a mention here just recently, right, of what's going on with the Fed?
This week, last week, I mean, rates have still been really good. I mean, they keep saying, it's going to be coming up, but it's holding strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are we at right now? Really taking a look at the market. I'm buying, you know, a home around the $500,000, $600,000 range. I have $100,000 to put down. What are the interest rates looking like right now?
Well, I just locked somebody today that was putting 20% down on a $650,000 purchase price. So it's a conforming high balance. Locked them in at 4.125 and got them a little credit.
Conforming high balance. What is it?
Yeah. So basically anything over 417. Mm-hmm. Anything over 417 gets out of conforming, but in San Diego County, you can go up to 562.
562,000.
On a loan and still not be jumbo.
And good credit? What kind of credit are you looking at? 650, 700, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, of course. 720 is usually the number.
I'm almost there. The big three, I'm getting hit by one of them. I don't know which one it is, but yeah, I'm almost there. And, you know,
we'll get you there.
Yeah. And that's one of the things in this market that was different from the Great Recession, that they were giving money away to everybody. And San Diegans, you got to listen to this. Keep your credit good. That's one of the things. Make your payments.
Yeah, and there's certain tiers that, I mean, you might be making all your payments and everything's good, and going from 680 to 700 and then 700 to 720. Just getting past those tiers for some reason is sometimes takes longer, and you might be making your payments, you might have everything right. It just sometimes time.
And that could save you a lot of money, definitely. Yeah. Well, hey, I tell you what, right now we're taking a look at the market here, and we're seeing a lot of good got that there. All right. We're playing it. That's my favorite song. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Well, hey. Well, I tell you what here, ladies and gentlemen, so what we're seeing right now in the market. Oh, there we go. Thank you. I was waiting for that. Yeah, a lot of delay. That was my favorite song, Money. Yes, definitely by Donald Trump. And talking about Trump, wow. We'll get into that later, but hey, it's radio. Come on. Hey, and right now what we're seeing in the marketplace, a big disparity here we're seeing for the market stats, as we were just talking about. Last year, we were seeing properties on the market. We saw 7,000 properties on the market. This year, we see 5,853 right now. That's a big change. That's over 1,200 detached properties that are not on the market compared to last year. And the thing is, new listings, though, were just, you know, off maybe by 100, 3,400 to 3,300. Pending sales is the big one, though. This is where it's showing the market's very strong. 1,987 properties were pending last year at this time. And Todd, this year, there's 2,300 pending right now. We got to see get those to close, because I'm talking a lot of the agents right now, they're getting them in escrow, but they're having a lot of issues right now, because a lot of those buyers are, because they feel they're paying at the peak, they're trying to reduce the purchase price in regards to credits for physical inspections or requests for repairs or termite inspections big time. So those, if they can't get those buyers and sellers to agree on that, so we're having a lot of fallout there.
Yeah, and also on the financing, there's I get calls daily on people having issues where, you know, the buyer can't perform on their mm-hmm. own. So
yeah, and that's where they call you. You know, the ace in the hole, they called Jeanette at that time going, whoa,
what do we do?
Why didn't they call me before? I remember last week we were trying to be on vacation, but it was Jeanette like on the phone probably about every half an hour saying the same thing. I should, you know, you should probably get a recording of that. I need two bank statements, and I need two pay stubs, and I need your tax returns for the last 2 years, and I need this and that, and blah, blah. You know, it's like, let me just send you an automated text. Yeah, that'll work. Well, hey, so big news coming out right now. It's pretty interesting that I think it may help affect the value here in a good way, is if the Chargers, if they're going to stay or they're going to go. And, you know, this is something that keeps going on. It keeps getting run around, you know, the radio circuits and along all the media and the paper and radio. And it's pretty interesting if the Chargers are going to go or not. And they got the stadium finance plan. Have you seen this yet, Jeanette?
No.
What's going on? Basically, they're talking about the county board of supervisors. We got Ron Roberts talking about, even if the Chargers refuse to negotiate this summer, that San Diego could still maybe be in a position to make a deal with the team for next year if the NFL owners decide in January to let the Rams be the first team to move to L.A. instead of the Chargers or the Raiders. We'll see, because the Rams do have the money. But he was saying also that, you know, the Chargers, they're not wanting to negotiate. I mean, that's a big deal. And I've got a lot of friends that are saying, basically, you know, hey, if they win, maybe the voters will then vote in that $300 million tax that they're trying to tax the city and the county for. So we'll see what happens. It looked like a beautiful stadium that they're planning on building there in Mission Valley. It would be pretty amazing, Todd, when they could have something like that that would really rejuvenate that whole Mission Valley area. In 3 weeks. Exactly. You know, in Mission Valley, we were talking about that. I was having lunch with the owners of the Town and Country Resort. And I mean, they're planning on building condos back there. And then also they are planning on possibly taking out Riverwalk Golf Course as well and building condos there. So, I mean, it's just going to be they're planning in the next 10 years to have, I think, 11,000 new residents living in that area. And I mean, you know, traffic can be pretty brutal already on the 8 in Friars Road. So that would definitely be interesting. And then Civita also, they're building thousands of units over there. That's just on the north side there of Friars Road. And if any of our listeners haven't drove over there and saw what's going on over there on the whole hillside, it's pretty amazing. Have you seen it, Todd? Yeah, you should go over there at Mission Valley and check it out. It's right there east of the Ralph's Shopping Center over there and Hazard Center. Pretty incredible what they're building over there. So, All right. Well, IKEA has been there for a long time. Yeah. And then you got Costco, and then, you know, that's what you needed, more of those anchors to be able to support a lot of those people that can walk or a short drive. It's one of the things that's...
And my office is right by IKEA. Yeah. One of them.
You know, and that's one of the things, people, if you are looking to refinance, and a lot of people right now, I talk to 30 people a day, and they're, you know, maybe not thinking about buying or selling, but a lot of them are still looking to take advantage of the interest rates right now. And one of the things I try to tell the sellers, hey, if you're thinking of selling, you're going to be thinking probably of buying. So, I mean, you may really take advantage of this great market where you're going to be selling for more money. And then you're going to be buying for maybe a little bit more, depending where you're going. And then you'll be able to take advantage with those low interest rates as well. And some people there, Jeanette, are refinancing, as you know. I mean, you do some, but you do mostly purchases, right?
I do both.
Yeah,
it just depends on, you know, what's going on. Get a lot of referral business. Mm-hmm. One thing, I've had a few people contact me in the last few weeks wanting to refinance, and they're looking at purchasing something. So they're wanting to refinance their property before they buy.
Mm-hmm.
One thing with that is Fannie Mae looks very closely at that. If
they're paying attention this time.
Oh, yeah. So if you're going into a refinance and you know you're going to be purchasing under 6 months,
you might want to think about that.
It might be an issue.
Right.
They definitely look at, well, if you had the intention of purchasing and you're refinancing as an owner occupied,
mm-hmm.
that can be a little hiccup there.
So listeners, if you're really thinking about taking advantage of the opportunities right now, you know, great market to be able to sell your home. It's a little bit higher up now if you're going to be buying, unless you're going to be buying maybe a family member's home or a friend's home, or really a maybe off the market deal, or if you find a home that may be way overpriced and you can negotiate on getting them down. It's really finding out the motivation of the seller. That's a big thing. You always want to ask your agent, hey, ask the other agent, what's the motivation of that seller? Why are they selling? And if you can find that out, you can really see how you can negotiate, and always do a little bit more of a personal approach when you write the offer, and having a nice letter, Todd, and having their picture of their dog and their family and all that. And when you really make it more human, it helps you break through the other offers. There are other offers, or breaks down that resistance from that seller really having that mindset. Well, I'm going to take this much money, blah, blah, blah. You know, you never know. Some people, exactly. Play it to their emotional side and let them know you're more human. It's not just an offer. It's not just numbers. And if you ever want to get in touch with Jeanette, give them your number.
619-246-8946.
That's the rock star, Jeanette Lizarraga. I always like to...
And, you know, going back to that subject you were talking about the pictures, you know, sending like a profile, I usually do that with most of my clients, even on underwriting. I send pictures, I send descriptions, because the more you can make someone feel comfortable and try to understand the client and figure out, okay, what's their motivation? Why are they refinancing? Why are they moving out of this place? It makes a huge difference.
That's tying to their emotion side, mm-hmm. more humanistic. So that's awesome. All right, San Diego, we're going to take a quick break. It's Carlos Gutierrez here. We'll be right back in a couple minutes.
AM1170TheAnswer.com.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Previews International in San Diego. And I wanted to share some great information with a good friend of mine that stages, designs homes, and can help you whether you're thinking of living in your home for the next 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, or you're thinking of getting the home staged to get the top dollar for your home. You definitely want to talk to my good friend, Carol Kaplan. Her website is carolkaplan.com. That's carolkaplan.com. Everything creative.
This radio station exists to fulfill your insatiable appetite for news and information. If it happens here or around the world, and it matters to you, we'll be the first to tell you about it and what it means. But that's not all. Our sister station exists to give your life meaning and purpose through the teaching of the Holy Bible. AM 1170, The Answer, exists to tell you about the world. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, exists to change the world. Together, we can do it.
Right now at CrazyPriceMall.com, you can get $50 in gift certificates to the legendary McDinney's restaurant for only $25. The legendary McDinney's, locally owned and operated and continuously open since 1890, features hearty meals like complete American breakfast, roast beef, meatloaf sandwiches, and their famous corned beef. Get $50 in gift certificates for only $25 to the legendary McDinney's. Certificates are going fast and restrictions may apply, so claim your crazy good deal today at CrazyPriceMall.com.
Car repairs. It's really hard to budget to fix your car, and even harder to find someone honest. Sometimes it feels like mechanics think only about replacing parts. I don't even know if I'm being ripped off. The whole process is really stressful.
Tao Auto Repair, T-H-A-O, has low overhead, which means affordable repairs for you. It's a low-stress shop where you can ask questions. Tao is a family business. Maybe that's why so many of KCBQ's staff get their cars fixed there.
Yeah, the first time I ever went to Tao, my car had overheated on the freeway, and I took it to the nearest mechanic I could find. Guy wanted to charge me over $1,000. I said, no way, I can't afford it. So I took it over to Tao, and Lee, he charged me about half that.
When you want to fix your car affordably instead of just replacing parts, go see Tao on El Cajon Boulevard in San Diego between the 15 and the 805. Call for your stress-free appointment now.
Call 619-640-4606. That's 619-640-4606.
Hello, San Diego. This is Carlos Gutierrez, top real estate agent with Coldwell Banker International here in San Diego. And I want to share the great news about one of the top lenders that I use for every single transaction that we're a part of. If you're looking to buy, you definitely want to call Jeanette Lizarraga with AmeriFirst Financial. She will help you with all your lending needs here. Anything, you're looking for a condo, you're looking for a home, you're looking for rental units, whatever it may be, give her a call. Her number is 619-246-8946.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, San Diego, welcome back. Carlos Gutierrez Show here, talking everything real estate, telling the truth of what's going on. And you know, we were just talking about that Over the Edge to Accelerate the Cure for Brain Cancer. I'm involved with a few other events here. It was pretty funny. They were making fun, I guess, today in Rotary, Jeanette, when I was getting my blue badge at the La Jolla Rotary today. That means that I've done all the things and jumped through the hoops and made
sure. You're official.
I'm official, yes. I'm official. It took me a year, but I'm official. I've given more hours than I can even think of. That's right. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you know, one of the great causes that's coming up that I'm going to be a part of with my friend Jim Pullman is going to be the Pedal the Cause. And that's Jim Woodman. Sorry about that. Pedal the Cause is a world without cancer. They're trying to free cancer, and it's a big thing here in San Diego. They're trying to keep all the money that they raise here. So this gentleman is the one that founded Active.com. So if anybody's active out there and they sign up for a 5K to a half Ironman or to a full Ironman, whatever it may be, they can go online and they can sign up Active.com. And now he is the CEO of this event. And now it's gone up in profit by like 30%. And what I love what he's doing is he's trying to keep it here in San Diego, all the money and all the money that they raise is actually going to the funding to support finding the cure. And that's one of the great things. And that event is going to be coming up on September 18th through the 20th. And it's 10, 25, 50, 75 miles or 185 miles. So 150 miles, I'm sorry, not 185. And it is an amazing experience. And it's fully catered by our good friend, Chef Giuseppe, Chef Giuseppe Cuffa. And it's going to be an amazing thing. And if you're ready to end cancer, so are they. So they are getting it all underwritten. They have the Padres now join in. And the Padres are the supporting sponsor. And it's going to be a pretty amazing event. So if you'd like to find out more, you can go gopedal.org, or you can join my team. I'm going to have a full team. Jeanette, that might be a good chance for you to take the bike out. 10 miles.
What date is it on?
That's going to be the 18th through the 20th. So they're going to have a big weekend over it. That's 2 days. They're going to go to Temecula. It's going to be an amazing event, leaving on Saturday, going up overnight.
Can I ride my beach cruiser?
You can ride your beach cruiser. 10 miles. You could do that. Definitely. Hopefully it's flat, but yes. 10 miles, 25, 50, 75, or 150. I'm going to do the 150 because I'm training for the next ride. Todd, I don't know if I told you this. I've done the Challenged Athletes Foundation, another charity I've been a part of for 18 years now. I've done the ride down the coast to California to support the Challenged Athletes Foundation, which we help Iraqi war vets, kids born with birth defects, people that may have been affected by cancer, lost a limb, maybe blind, anything that could happen that would physically challenge people. And that's right. Yep. And Scott Kaplan's going to be on our show here in a little bit as well tonight. And we're going to be talking about Chargers. So yeah, we've done the ride. I've doing with Bill Walton now and Team Bill Walton. I've been on Team Bill Walton for 4 years. He sponsored me the last 4 years, raising millions of dollars. And I've just signed up for the extension, which is going to be the week before that CAF ride, October 10th through the 16th. They're doing, my good friend Bob Bingham is hosting the Tour de Carne Asada. Yep, Carne Asada will be eaten. So we're going to leave from Brookings, Oregon, and ride our bikes, 10 riders only, to support Challenge Athletes Foundation after raising another $4,500 there, listeners. So please donate. And we're going to be riding from Brookings, Oregon, all in the name of Challenge Athletes Foundation, all the way to San Francisco. So 500 plus miles. He does have a custom bike. That's a great question. That is a Holland bike. That's amazing, custom made bike. It's like a 65 centimeter bike. And it's amazing when you see him ride down the road. And I ride with him like every weekend, and just riding behind him, it's amazing, man. He just cranks and cranks and cranks. And the guy, we just did 2 weeks ago, we did 70 miles. Nothing. Hey, I love my bike. Come on, let's go. We're riding around the East County all over. Hey, Bill. You know, it's. Yeah, no, they're both the same, and they look small. When he's on the bike, they look small, definitely. But it's amazing. So that's a Challenge Athletes Foundation. Then we have the Half Ironman that's on the 18th. So I do 2 weeks of biking for Challenge Athletes Foundation. We're going to raise probably another $5,000 just on that one. And then when I get back, I then ride Saturday down to Tijuana, and then we do the Over the Edge for the Accelerate the Cure for Brain Cancer that Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, I'm getting thirsty already. Jeez. And then coming up in December, I've already promised my good friend Nancy Gardner that I would do the Dancing with the Stars. So we're going to do Dancing with the Stars for the juvenile justice system and raising a lot of money for that court system for battered women and battered children, homeless. So it's going to be pretty amazing. Yeah, definitely.
Lots of stuff coming up.
Yeah, so we're pretty blessed here in San Diego. So one of the things that, you know, that I always get emailed, and I get questions from a lot of my clients because I'm talking to a lot of the people that I work with here in San Diego. And that's one of the questions, hey, what's going on in the marketplace here? Getting, just transferring over to real estate side. They're talking about, hey, what's going on in the market? Jeanette, you know, they're asking you, hey, what should I do about interest rates? Things like that. And for me, it's kind of like, hey, is it a good time to buy? Is it a good time to sell? What do you think? And honestly, what I'm seeing right now, a lot of the baby boomers, a lot of the people where their kids are moved out, the kids, you know, are maybe 20, 21, 22, 23, and the last one's in high school right now, and they're thinking of selling. They're thinking of taking advantage of the market, and they want to downsize. And really, they're just going, is it a good time now? Maybe not. We love this home, but it's like a 4,500 square foot home. And they're just going like, maybe a little bit more. And then they really start adding it all up. They start taking a look at what's the water bill. And then they take a look at what needs to get fixed. And they're looking at, God, I have to pay the gardener. And I have to take, you know, all these things that they really start looking at. So I'm telling them, if they need any real estate referrals, any vendors, like a lender like Jeanette, maybe they're going to refinance and stay in. They're going to need to get a great contractor. Maybe they want to upgrade a little bit, or maybe they want to stay and they need to take care of some of the electrical, or maybe a little bit more on the landscaping, or maybe they need a really great insurance person. I always have those referrals. So I'm answering their questions going, anything you need under the roof or around your home and you need that real estate resource, call me. Because one of the things that we want to do is keep our single largest asset up to a great standard. I mean, we have amazing weather. It's usually dry here in San Diego, so people don't think about getting their roofs checked. And that's one thing that they should be doing at least, and getting their home at least a checkup. And so I refer my friend Mark Heckel to be able to do those physical inspections, because people, you never know what may happen. And it's better to have that in tip-top shape and taking care of the home. That's a big one. And like our friends from DNS Termite and Pest Control, it's always great to make sure that you get your house checked for maybe a termite, or maybe what's going on with a pest, or maybe I have an ant problem. So that's one of the other things, people out there, that you always want to be taking a look at. Because you're still seeing that when purchases and things like that, right, Jeanette? When they're taking a look at, you know, they got to have a termite done, things like that, instead of paying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they...
A lot of money on the sale, they could get it taken care of probably at a reduced price if they're taking care of them.
Yeah. You know, sometimes, too, and the key thing is a lot of people will get a credit for that, and then the key thing is to actually get it done, because they'll say, well, I'll get it done after I close, and then kind of forget about it. And time goes by and the problem could become worse. So
it does. And then when you want to ever think about selling it again, or something really does happen where you need to take effect, you need to do something about it, it could cost you a lot more money down the road.
Yeah.
So it's better, you know, they always say what an ounce of prevention is better than $1,000 later. So just spend a little bit more money up front. That's the best one. And then what we're seeing also here in the market, Todd, when I'm talking about this and talking about people that may be thinking about staying in their homes, they should always be doing those checkups, but they might want to have a little different flair to the home. You know, there's a lot of people that stay in the home and it's always the same looking house, and they want to like spruce it up a little bit. Right now, hey, summer, it's still a great time. Declutter. And I'm helping a lot of people, even my parents right now, we're going through that, of donating a lot of the items that we have in our homes, because that gets a lot of clutter. And one of the things that we hold on to, listeners, is a lot of the stuff. And we have enough stuff already. We're pretty blessed with everything that we already have. Even if we're, you know, blue collar and we don't have a lot, we still have a lot more than a lot of people in the world. And why hold on to it when you can be giving it to somebody else? And I always say, you know, hey, one person's trash is another person's treasure. And that's so true. I mean, you just go to the swap meet and you go, oh, that would be cool. Or, you know, 50 cents. It's one of those things where it's a mindset where we need more. We need to hold on to it. And when you really think about it, and you've had something for 30, 40 years, and you just look at it, people just go, I don't need that. And when you let that stuff go, and my parents are going through it, it's a perfect example. And a lot of my other clients also, where they're just downsizing their homes and they're moving from a huge house down to like a 2-bedroom condominium. And they're going, I don't need all that stuff. I want to travel. I just need some clothes. I need my computer. I need my dog, or I need my cat. I need a TV. You know, I'd say get rid of the TV, but it's amazing when you really go through that. That's another thing that I'm helping a lot of the clients go through right now, is really downsizing and decluttering a lot of that stuff. So
a lot of counseling.
It is a lot, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, a real estate consultant at a high level is talking to a lot of people and doing a lot of transactions. You're going to talk to more of those people, and it's really more of a psychological thing. And more than anything in the real estate side, on the residential side, it's more a psychological thing, because your ego gets in the way. It's their home. They raise their kids there, et cetera. So, and I'm sure, you know, your parents will probably go through it as well. You know, that's very true. And I talk to a lot of people, and they're, you know, saying, I'm not leaving my house until I'm going head first, or taking me out in a pine box. I'm not going until I'm dead. I'm like, I swear I got that 5 times today. I was calling around a new listing in Mount Soledad area, and I got that. So it wasn't your dad, though. So that's one of the things that's okay. So, you know, just to help those people that are listening right now, just go through, because you have so much stuff in your drawers. Like I did it last week. I got rid of probably about 15 t-shirts and 5 dress shirts and, you know, a couple pairs of shorts that I don't even use. And I gave them to my friend that goes like, oh my God, thank you. You know, it's just even a year. It's one of the best things. And I say, you know, give it to the Veterans Village. It's right down there off of Pacific Highway. It's a great location, and then they give it to the vets, or then they sell it, and then the money proceeds that they take, they give that to the vets, and it's a great thing here to do in San Diego. So it's another thing to talk about what we're doing here in San Diego to help others. It's Carlos Gutierrez here on the Carlos Gutierrez Show. You can catch me at 858-864-8741. Text me if you have any questions. I'm always here to answer them. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll see you here in a minute.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 1170, The Answer.
Hello, San Diego. This is Carlos Gutierrez, top real estate agent with Coldwell Banker International here in San Diego. And I want to share the great news about one of the top lenders that I use for every single transaction that we're a part of. If you're looking to buy, you definitely want to call Jeanette Lizarraga with AmeriFirst Financial. She will help you with all your lending needs here. Anything you're looking for, a condo, you're looking for a home, you're looking for rental units, whatever it may be, give her a call. Her number is 619-246-8946.
Right now at CrazyPriceMall.com, you can get $50 in gift certificates to the legendary McDinney's restaurant for only $25. The legendary McDinney's, locally owned and operated and continuously open since 1890, features hearty meals like complete American breakfast, roast beef, meatloaf sandwiches, and their famous corned beef. Get $50 in gift certificates for only $25 to the legendary McDinney's. Certificates are going fast and restrictions may apply, so claim your crazy good deal today at CrazyPriceMall.com.
Hi, Carlos Gutierrez here, Coldwell Banker Previews International in San Diego, professional real estate agent. And I wanted to share that we need resources for our homes. We want to fix our homes up. We want to get them tip-top shape. If we're thinking of living in them for the next 5, 10, 20 years, or you're looking to sell your home for top dollar, you definitely want to get the home prepared. I've got vetted professionals that I've used for my properties or clients' properties that I've referred for these professionals, whether it's an electrician or a plumber or a roofer, landscaper, whatever it is that you need. Anything under your roof or around your home. You can check me out on my website, carlosgsd.com. That's carlosgsd.com. And I look forward to hearing from you soon.
One of the hardest things to find may be an auto repair shop you can trust. And that's why so many people bring their vehicles to Tao Auto Repair.
I've been going there for at least 6 years. Lee is the owner. He's always very upfront on what needs to be done, what kind of stuff can wait. I mean, I wouldn't take my cars anywhere else.
You don't go back to a place for almost 3 decades if they're not honest. Let's face it. Everything's always been done right. And after going back so many times, you know, I trust them explicitly. They're not there to run the cab up.
When you go to Tao, Lee gets the job done right, he gets it done at a good price, and he gets it done quickly, and you can't ask for anything better than that.
For trustworthy and honest auto repair, take your vehicle to Tao. That's T-H-A-O. Tao Auto Repair on El Cajon Boulevard between the 805 and 15 Freeway in San Diego. Call 619-640-4606. That's 619-640-4606.
Always a great experience with everybody that works there across the board.
Tao Auto Repair, 619-640-4606.
Saying, I don't know, is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, The Answer.
I was looking for a little AC/DC. Yeah, we'll take it. There we go. Hello, San Diego. It's Carlos Gutierrez here. Everything real estate and the truth of San Diego. We're telling the truth and talking about the truth. I've got one of my great friends on the line right now, and I want to say thank you very much for coming on, my friend from 1090, Mr. Scott Kaplan. How are you, Scotty?
What's up, Carlos?
Working hard, baby. How are you?
Oh, dude, I'm stuck in traffic. I'm heading southbound on the 5 trying to get off at Rosecrans. You know, I got four hot chicks in the car.
All right.
I'm going to see, who are we seeing tonight? Sam Smith.
Sam Smith?
When I say they're hot chicks, they're between the ages of 13 and 8.
Oh, that's perfect. All right.
Yeah. So we're trying to get off the freeway going to see Sam Smith at the sports arena tonight at the Valley View Casino Center.
Valley View, there you go. Rosecrans, you might want to get off on SeaWorld Drive. That might be a better one unless you're past that already.
I'm already past it. Now I'm trying to merge over into the right lane, and it's, you know, bumper to bumper, of course.
So we did say we were getting a Scott Kaplan traffic report here down in Mission Valley / the Hotel Circle area. So there you go. Listen to that. Yes, those are sound effects. Good job, Scott, from the car.
Yeah, it's a mess. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, hey, you know, Scott, I wanted to bring you on today because the man talking sports, you knowing what's going on here a little bit more than I do, definitely. What's going on with the whole Charger deal?
Oh, my God. Where would you like me to start?
Let's start with Kevin Faulkner. We should get him on, really, and talk about that plan.
Thank you, man.
Well, you know, the plan is really not a plan, Carlos. It's like anything, you know, it's like you're in real estate, right? I mean, if you have a client that, you know, wants to buy a house and the house is $1 million, you know, they offer $850,000. And that's a starting point in the negotiation, right?
Exactly.
And, you know, these stadiums around the country, I mean, this is just historical statistics. You know, communities usually put up, let's just call it nearby, 50%. Of public money,
right?
And in this case, the mayor has put out a plan that would start at, you know, 32% of public money. So it's just a jumping off point. But the problem isn't really the mayor's plan. The mayor's plan is nothing other than, hey, let's sit down and have a negotiation. The problem is you can't get the Chargers to talk to the city, and
right.
The reason you can't get the Chargers to talk to the city is because they're trying to play defense and make sure that no one takes what they believe is their territory, which is Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine that the Chargers believe that Los Angeles belongs to them?
I can't believe it.
LA is theirs.
I don't think, I just think they're alienating San Diego. I mean, Chargers, you know, have what, how many millions of people here and how many are in LA? But I just don't think you'll see any Charger fans going to LA.
Yes, the numbers will be small, of course. Now, the question is, can they cultivate a fan base? Look, let's just assume for a moment they get L.A. Let's say they get Carson and they partner with the Raiders and they're going to go build a stadium in Carson. 5 years from now, will people drive to Carson?
Yeah.
Some will. Most won't. But can they cultivate a fan base in that market to fill that stadium? I mean, obviously the numbers are such that there's so many people in such a condensed area that you have a good chance. But you know L.A. I mean, if you're not winning, you got no chance.
That's the biggest thing. Thank you right there. I was going to say that.
You know, and look, it's cliche at this point to say, but they need to be prepared to be the Clippers. They're going to be the second banana in town. And when it comes to the sports scene, after the Lakers and after USC and after UCLA and after, you know, all these other franchises, then they own San Diego. They're going to be one of many there.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things. And how long would it actually take them to build the stadium and be actually playing in, if they are even selected, is one of the biggest things. And I think they're shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, you're so right. I mean, listen. Dean Spanos can go to all of the other NFL owners and he can shake hands and kiss asses all he wants, but he's still got to get 24 of 32 owners to say, we think the Chargers should go. And frankly, the way the NFL's vice president of dealing with Los Angeles relocation talked today, he seemed very impressed with the city of San Diego, who presented yesterday to the owners. He seemed like he was impressed that San Diego has come a really long way in a short period of time.
In a very short period of time, where you see they did an environmental like in 3 weeks. You know, that's one of the biggest things. And Fabiani's trying to say, you know, that it's just to be, there'll be a guinea pig, you know, in some big lawsuit.
Yeah, well, listen, Mark Fabiani is an interesting guy.
That's a good one.
He's a likable person when he's not in this role. But what he's doing to this city right now, the disrespect with which he speaks about the city of San Diego, and particularly those that are now in office. Look, Scott Sherman, one of the city council guys, said the other day, I can't build a time machine and go back to 2000 and fix all the problems in San Diego. You know, the pension crisis,
right.
The multiple mayors, the ticket guarantee, et cetera, et cetera. He can't go back and fix the ills of the city from 15 years ago. You got to concentrate on where we are today. And again, so much of what's going on right now is just purely strategy by the Chargers lead strategist to make sure that the Chargers are properly compensated should somebody, in this case the Rams, go to the L.A. market, because the Rams are seemingly well ahead of in their Inglewood project than the Chargers are in their Carson project.
Right. So I'm going to fast forward it. I know you got to get to your show here with the hot chicks.
Fucking traffic. It's all good, dude.
So let's fast forward and say, what happens? What's your role on this? What do you think is going to happen? I think it's January that they have to that the NFL makes their decision.
Yeah, the NFL keeps threatening that they're going to decide in January if, you know, who they're going to allow to relocate. And I think that it's highly likely that the Chargers will spend as much time as they can in the next 6 months or 5 months convincing NFL owners that should they allow somebody other than the Chargers to move to L.A., the Chargers will sue the NFL, and they have a very confident sort of position that they would win a lawsuit against the NFL, because their point would be, you left the LA market, you essentially gave us, you know, the only Southern California team, you gave us the rights to go cultivate business there, and now you're hurting our business. And it wouldn't surprise me if ultimately the NFL says, well, how about this? How about we give you $300 million to build a killer stadium in San Diego, and it's not a loan. Here, have it.
Right.
Or, hey, you know what? We'll guarantee you 3 Super Bowls in the next 15 years in San Diego. I mean, something that makes the Chargers feel whole should they stay here in San Diego.
That makes a lot of sense, Scott. We've got Scott Kaplan, all the listeners out there. We got Scott Kaplan from 1090, the expert sports guy that I know. I always go to anything sports. I'm always calling Scott on it. And you can catch Scott anytime. Scott, what time are you on? 3 to 6, is it now?
3 to 6 in the afternoon. And I think you know my partner, Billy Ray Smith, longtime Charger, who, by the way, I mean, he is just, you know, he's Charger through and through. So,
yeah.
You know, if it's the Chargers. He's not like me and like a lot of fans who are real emotional about San Diego versus L.A. To him, it's the Chargers. To me, it's San Diego.
And I'm born and raised in San Diego, and I tell you, man, we want them to stay. However, it's one of those things that, you know, it's up to them. It's up to the Chargers. They got to come to the negotiating table with the city, but it is a lot of strategy, like you just said. Then they got to negotiate with the NFL, and then they, you know, could focus on a lawsuit. So, hey, it's shifting it from the Chargers in regards to if they're going to stay or go, talking about a longtime Charger. Junior Seau, what do you think about that whole thing in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I thought it was very sad, obviously, that he wasn't here to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think it's also really sad that so many people who were close to Junior had no idea that he was having so many problems. And as you know, so many of his friends have said, he was such a great actor that even if he were hurting desperately inside, he would never let anybody in to see that, because he's a hero to so many people. Mm-hmm. And he would never let anybody see that he was, you know, weak or depressed, hurting in any way. And so I thought it was really sad. And I'll tell you something else I thought that was sad, Carlos, and that is the media manipulation of that story. Now, maybe this Charger Stadium thing has got me jaded all of a sudden, but I'll tell you this. The lawyer for Junior Seau's family, if you noticed, did you happen to see Junior's daughter, Sydney? She wasn't allowed to speak after the induction video.
Oh.
But then she did read her speech that she intended to give from a hotel room. Did you happen to see that video?
I didn't. No, I didn't catch that, no.
So the video's gone viral, and it's been seen by millions of people. And it was placed, the video, as the original story was placed, that she wasn't going to be able to speak. It was all placed in one newspaper, and that was the New York Times. Now, you tell me, why would Junior Seau's lawyer, family's lawyer, place a story specifically in the L.A. Times as opposed to the Union Tribune or even the L.A. Times, which now owns the Union Tribune? Why use the New York Times? And there's an answer. The answer is, and this was told to me by the lawyer himself, because there's a judge who will adjudicate the Junior Seau trial,
against the NFL, the suit against the NFL. She's a New Yorker. She's a well-known New York Times reader. These are the kinds of things that lawyers go to find out. How can I reach her?
Oh,
how can I get to her? How can I play on her emotions? And they use the New York Times to reach her to get their story in that paper on that website. And, you know, the media is lazy, and they're not thinking, hey, we don't want to do this and be part of this. They're like, hey, look, we can get this story. We can, you know, get all these hits on our website. We'll take that.
Yeah.
So I don't blame the New York Times, but it's this manipulative game. And here's this beautiful young girl who's emotional about her father, and all she's doing is reading the speech, but she's caught up in this whole manipulative game between lawyers trying to reach judges and trying to win money in lawsuits. And it's just, the whole thing just doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah.
It was such a sad thing.
Well, you know, that's one of the things, Scott, and you know, I don't, like I was talking about, you know, we were talking about downsizing, and I made a comment here, and Jeanette kind of like laughed at it. I go, like, get rid of your TV. I don't even watch the sports, really. I mean, I go to my local bar. I might catch some baseball or something like that, depending on how many beverages I have. That's my TV intake almost, and especially sports, because these guys make way too much money. Don't you agree?
Well, first of all, when you were talking about downsizing, is Jeanette there?
She's right here.
I didn't know what Carlos was going to say, Jeanette, about downsizing as it applies to you, because you're so gorgeous, and I didn't know if he was going to ask that you change something about you. And if he was, I was going to say, Carlos, you're out of your mind. Because we all get to see your pictures on Facebook, you know, and we all get to see how you guys look great this past weekend. You were at some charity event on Sunday morning. Where were you?
The Jewel Ball in La Jolla. Support like 20 different charities. It was an amazing event,
yeah.
Scott.
Yeah. So, you know, just the whole thing that just bothered me, just back to it, you know, Carlos, is just don't put the kid in the middle of the mess.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, and that's what they did. And it just something just didn't feel right. It just felt slimy. Something that was supposed to be emotional and you know, celebratory of Junior's life and career. And I'm just so freaking jaded now. But that's the way I look at things.
That's tough, you know. And again, listeners, this is Carlos Gutierrez here with Scott Kaplan from 1090 Radio, and just trying to get a little bit more about San Diego here and what's going on a global level, having Junior being inducted to the Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio this last weekend, and his daughter was the one to give the speech. And, you know, it comes down to money, it comes down to fame, it comes down to, you know, lawyers, ultimately, really, when we think about it. And it's really sad that, you know, a lot of these players now are at such a high, high level that they make so much money, it's ridiculous, that they really don't care about other people. I don't know. That's kind of what I'm seeing, Scott.
Well, I mean, look, Junior played in an era in the early 90s where guys, there was still a lot of steroid abuse in the National Football League back then. There was, back then, inferior equipment. There were also much more lax rules when it came to concussions. And don't forget, he played 20 years in the NFL.
20?
Yeah, 2 years at USC. He played 4 years of high school ball. I mean, so the guy was pounding his head into people full speed and, you know, played with just a total reckless sort of style that, I mean, he would hit anybody and put his head down. And and so, you know, that's 30 years almost of just banging your head into people at full speed. And then, you know, here he commits suicide. And, you know, now it's about making sure, and this is now the money part of it.
Right.
You know, so now the family, who I'm sure feels tremendous guilt that, you know, they used to say, well, he is not around. He's an absentee dad. He doesn't come to the games. We can't reach him. He drinks. He womanizes. He gambles, et cetera.
Yeah.
Little did they know that all of that was a byproduct of how his brain was inside of his body as the result of all those years of hitting his head. And now I think there's a lot of guilt. And with that, there's also a lot of anger. And so you focus the anger on who you blame, and you blame now the NFL, and you claim that the NFL didn't tell you. I mean, it's like people smoking cigarettes and going, well, I didn't know that it causes cancer. They didn't tell me it was bad for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, now somebody's got to pay. Somebody's got to come up with money. And, you know, the NFL at one point had what they thought was a fair settlement, and, you know, Junior's lawyers were like, no, that's not anywhere near enough money. And so, you know, the lawyers are now fighting it all out.
Yeah. How long do you think that's really going to go on other than just Junior? There's going to be, you know, the other guy that I really equate back to Junior's time was John Lynch. John Lynch Jr. Just hitting people like a hitting machine and just didn't care and just like rattled people around the world. I mean, you can go on and on with the names.
The difference is that when you look at a guy like John Lynch or you look at a guy like my radio partner, Billy Ray Smith, these are guys that have tremendous family support around them and they have careers after football. Junior, you know, was divorced, was going through a lot of personal issues that he wouldn't let anybody know about. He had no structure to his life. He didn't have a job. I mean, at one point, he did a reality TV show called Junior Seau Sports Jobs, you know? And then, have you ever seen that?
No, but that's maybe 10, 15 years ago?
No, I would say it's probably maybe 6 or 7 years, whatever it was. It was like he was getting out of football, and this was his first thing that he was going to do in TV. And it never really took off, although it was really interesting. And you can go back and watch these videos now on YouTube. But he didn't have structure in his life. And he didn't have a family around him every day to help take care of him. And it just, you know, that's what a guy like John Lynch has. And that's, he's got a good marriage. He's got kids. And he's putting his time into his kids' sports. Mm-hmm. And he's got his parents in town. And, you know, like, again, I look at my partner, Billy Ray. He's got his wife. And he put so much time in his life into his daughter. And getting her through high school and college, and now, you know, career, and he still has a career every day. He's got structure. He knows he's got to be on the radio every day at 3 o'clock. And Junior just didn't have that. And you know, when people battle depression, the only way to ever, and this is not me, right. I'm no expert. Yeah. I've dealt with enough therapy, unfortunately, and my wife to know that. You know, when you are a depressed person, the only way to beat depression is to have structure. Right. You know, so that by the end of the day, you look back on your day and you say, I accomplished X, Y, and Z, and I feel good about my day versus I'm laying on the couch all day and I'm just I can't even move. And that's, you know, mental health is the bigger global issue versus just football and CTE and concussions.
That's very true. And, you know, talking about mental health with everybody and anybody that's dealing with depression, and there's a lot of people, you know, that are going through it, or loneliness, you know, and talking, you know, you equate that to my 84-year-old dad, Scott. You know, he's more lonely now because, you know, my mom's working or she's out doing her things and being very active, and he's a little bit older at home, and that could be one of those things that definitely happens to a lot of people. So reach out to your family, reach out to your friends. Is that what you would suggest, Scott?
Well, I think that, and also, you know, if you think, you know, somebody in your life is dealing with you know, depression in particular, I know we've kind of gotten off on a tangent.
Yeah.
They just desperately need structure. You know, they've got to get up in the morning, as hard as it may be. They got to get out of bed, and they got to know that this is what's on my schedule today. And when the day is over, you can look back and say, I accomplished all of these things, and I feel good about it because. That's, you know, depression can just take you down, and you know, you just can't get out of it, and it takes structure to accomplish things, and once you start accomplishing things, you start to kind of come out of it.
You know, that's so true, Scott, that you're saying that. We're kind of getting into this because I was just with Bill Walton and my dad, and you know, my dad has been slowing down a little bit and he's not working out as much, and he lost a lot of weight and stuff. And Bill sat him down and said, you know, I'm hearing a lot of excuses, but really the thing is, Carlos, if you could create a plan, your family can help you, meaning my dad.
Totally.
And if you create a plan and people can help you, but if you don't, like you were talking about, Junior, if you go off, that's the same thing. And Scott, I equate that to my business. I have a plan that I work from every day, like you do. I get up early. I go work out. I go in the office by 7 a.m. I role play. I practice. I get on the phone. I talk to people that need my help. And it's that structure of being a professional, whatever it may be, and or being a, you know, a great human being or a father or a dad or whatever it may be to your family. So that's very, very important. So I'm really glad you brought that up, Scott.
Yeah, people laugh at me all the time because I'm one of these people who I'm always chasing my own tail, you know, and I'm always like, you know, just too darn busy for my own good. And people say, I don't know what your deal is. Why you do this to yourself? And it's I love going 100 miles an hour. And yeah, I'm a little unorganized and a little scatterbrained.
That's, you know, okay,
a little too ADD for my own good. but I definitely get done at the end of the day and feel like, man, I got a lot done today.
You lived an amazing life, and you are, and I really appreciate you, Scott, and keep giving, baby. I love you very much, and I appreciate you.
Well, love you too, brother. I mean, you know that, and love keeping up with what you're doing. And I just, nobody works harder than you, Carlos.
Well, I'd say you're giving me a run for your money, man. We got to get together. But San Diego, I want to say thank you for a great evening. My great guest, Jeanette Lizarraga, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Scott Kaplan from 1090. You can catch him from 3 to 6 definitely every night. If you want to hear anything sports, he's got a great show. This is Carlos Gutierrez here, top real estate agent with Coldwell Banker. If we can help you with any needs that you have here in San Diego and any real estate vendors you may need, anything you may need, call us. We're here to help. 858-864-8741. Or you can catch me on my website at carlosgsd.com. San Diego, have a great night, and we'll see you next week. Stay true to your hood. Don't betray your roots. East, West, North, South. The Answer is sponsored by Allied Media Group.